What's up, Stoics in Training? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of caffeine-fueled motivation. Ever feel like life's tossing you curveballs faster than a baseball game on steroids? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Even when the world feels like it's trying to rain on our parade, we can choose how we react. And that, my friends, is where gratitude and positive affirmations come in your secret weapons for turning those frowns upside down. Today, we're diving deep into the power of these two bad boys. Because let's face it, life throws us enough curveballs. We need all the tools we can get to build resilience, stay focused, and keep crushing our goals. Think of this episode like a mental pep talk with your best friend, except this time, your best friend happens to be an expert in Stoic philosophy and motivational magic. First up, gratitude. It's not just about saying thank you when someone holds the door open. It's about actively seeking out the good stuff in life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. Boom, gratitude. Your dog giving you that slobbery welcome home kiss. Double boom. You know those little moments that make your heart sing? Yep, there's a golden nuggets of gratitude waiting to be harvested. Now, onto positive affirmations. These aren't just empty words, people. They are powerful statements that rewire your brain for success. Think I am capable, I am resilient, I can handle anything life throws at me. Repeat these bad boys like a mantra, feel them in your bones, let them seep into every cell of your being. You know that feeling when you're doubting yourself? When fear tries to creep in and seal your mojo? Positive affirmations are your antidote. They're the mental shield that protects you from negativity and keeps you laser focused on your goals. Ever notice how sometimes, just by changing our mindset, things start to shift? It's like magic, but it's actually science. When we focus on the positive, we attract more positivity. It's a beautiful cycle of awesomeness. Think about that time you were struggling with a project, maybe feeling overwhelmed or discouraged. Did anything change when you started speaking kindly to yourself? Maybe you visualized success or reminded yourself of your past accomplishments. Boom, there's the power of positive thinking in action. Alright, let's get real. I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? You're not alone. It takes practice to cultivate gratitude and wield those positive affirmations like a pro. But trust me, the payoff is worth it. It's like leveling up your inner badass stronger, more resilient, and ready to conquer anything. So how do you actually do this? Here's your cheat sheet. 1. Start a gratitude journal. Jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small. Seriously. A warm shower, a good laugh, that perfectly toasted piece of bread, they all count. 2. Embrace positive affirmations like your personal mantra. Repeat them throughout the day, especially when you need a little boost of confidence. I am strong, I am capable, I am worthy, these are your magic words. 3. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment, the feeling of sunshine on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, the sound of laughter. Being present helps you appreciate the little things and cultivate gratitude for the journey. Think about that time you felt genuinely grateful for something, maybe a friend's support, a beautiful sunset, or a delicious meal. How did that feeling make you feel? More energized. More connected. More optimistic. See, gratitude isn't just about saying thank you, it's a state of being. It's choosing to focus on the good even when things are tough. And by harnessing the power of positive affirmations, you can reprogram your brain to believe in yourself, your dreams, and your ability to create the life you desire. Don't forget, folks, this is a daily practice. It's like going to the gym for your mind. The more you do it, the stronger you get. So keep practicing gratitude, rock those positive affirmations, and watch as your world transforms. Now go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, every star counts. And most importantly, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode where we'll be exploring the art of mastering your emotions. Until then, keep trying, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.